The fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream right now at Infowars.com/show.
U.S. history. And the left, which tells us to carry on as normal after every single Islamic terror attack, began screeching that we can't carry on as normal in this case and that new laws must be passed immediately.
Gun control now! Enough already! Grow the f*** up! The average person doesn't need a f***ing machine gun! Enough already! Enough! Enough!
Yeah, the average person doesn't have a machine gun because they're already banned. Before the bodies were even cold, Hillary Clinton seized on the tragedy to push for silencers to be banned, despite the fact that a fully auto machine gun used by the killer literally melts silencers. This had nothing whatsoever to do with silencers. Put politics aside, tweeted Hillary, while she literally made it all about politics in the very same sentence. Listen, unless you've got a method of just spiriting away all the gun parts and all the guns in America in one single wish, more gun laws aren't going to stop this. Unless the fully auto was purchased before 1986, highly unlikely, it was illegal anyway. Criminals and terrorists will find weapons, whatever the law is, because they don't abide by the law. The ISIS terrorists who carried out the Paris massacre were able to obtain semi-automatic weapons despite stringent gun control laws. Terrorists are stabbing people in France on an almost weekly basis. Do we ban knives? Last time I checked, mass murder was already illegal. Was this an Islamic terror attack carried out by a Muslim convert? Senior US officials say no, but ISIS itself says its own soldier carried out the massacre. But ISIS claims responsibility for everything. No, that's not strictly true. As the Associated Press reports, ISIS is not known to have claimed any attacks to which it was not at least loosely linked. For example, the Edmonton attack yesterday when a Somali migrant struck police and pedestrians with a vehicle. ISIS didn't claim responsibility for that, despite the fact that the terrorists supported ISIS and had an ISIS flag in the vehicle. Others say ISIS is getting desperate and only claiming responsibility for the attack to compensate for huge losses on the battlefield. The shooter's family said they didn't talk to him much recently, but that he wasn't political or religious. But then again, ISIS did warn that the Las Vegas Strip was a target. And surely this can't be someone who just went postal on a whim. This was a well-planned out, long-distance attack that used an arsenal of weaponry and ammo. And who was the woman, described as Hispanic, that told concert-goers they were about to die?
So there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue, into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight.
Do you know why she was saying that? I mean, was this after the shots were fired, or?
It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired, but then she was escorted out by security.
That doesn't fit with the authorities' claim that it was a lone wolf attack. What we do know is that the shooter, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, is white. So obviously that must mean all white people are to blame, right? Say the same people who will scream bloody murder when you talk about Islamic terrorism and accuse you of collectively demonizing all Muslims while they collectively demonize an entire race of people, despite the fact that the event, being a country music show, undoubtedly means that the vast majority of victims are white people, a fact that was celebrated by some on the far left, including this CBS exec who said she had no sympathy because most of the victims were Republicans.
It's the white supremacist patriarchy, stupid.
Yeah, because if I was a white supremacist, the first thing I'd target is that well-known non-white venue, a country music concert.
Gun control debates that don't include disarming an increasingly militarized police force are garbage.
Disarm the very people who stopped the massacre. Genius, mate. Genius.
Number of Americans killed on battlefields in all wars in history, 1,396,733. Killed by firearms in the US since 1968, 1,516,863. Let that sink in.
Number of unarmed civilians killed by governments in the 20th century alone, 262 million. Let that sink in.
All right, that is Paul Joseph Watson. For the full video, you can see that on the Alex Jones YouTube channel and the Paul Joseph Watson YouTube channel. I am Owen Schroyer. Back to the War Room after a vacation. We're going to have more on the Vegas shooting. I think Stephen Paddock was a total patsy. We'll hear from my guests. We'll hear from my crew. We'll hear from you on the phone
exactly
lines. Don't go anywhere. The War Room starts now.
Why is it being pushed on the American public? Well, political correctness is simply a form of psychological manipulation the government uses to control public opinion. By controlling your opinions, the establishment gets you to not only agree with their agenda, but to also ensure that your government-created viewpoint also influences others in a ripple effect. And this is how the power elite and the government stay in power. They use psychological manipulation to turn the public into obedient sheeple. And over time, we lose our ability to distinguish reality from deception. But how does political correctness and other deliberate deceptions work? Well, first, the establishment saturates mass media with their agenda they're trying to push until it invades every aspect of popular culture and is accepted as truth, such as global warming, for example. Then the establishment suppresses any counter-arguments to their agenda by calling critics kooky, nut jobs, racists, or in the case of man-made climate change, climate deniers. You can learn more about this tyranny over the minds of men at Infowars.com, PrismPlanet.tv, and our YouTube channel, Resistance News. This is Kit Daniels reporting.
What a time for me to rejoin you here at the War Room. Welcome to the War Room. We are live 3 to 6 p.m. Central every day. I am your normal host, Owen Schroyer, back after one vacation and one oral surgery. And now here I am in what is probably the most serious topic I've ever covered as my career as a broadcaster. And I'm still sitting here trying to get it all figured out. As far as the Vegas shooting is concerned, I still have more questions than answers. I find it amazing how they can conclude that Stephen Paddock was a lone wolf shooter responsible for this after just a day of investigations. We've been investigating the Russia narrative for months now with no evidence, and we obviously can't conclude anything there, but Stephen Paddock does everything. And then, of course, it seems like the only pictures released to the mainstream media of the guy are of him looking like a doofus. It's funny how that works. A picture with his eyes closed looking like this, and then other pictures of him looking strange. In the 21st century, you're telling me you can't find a normal picture of the guy? Seems a little fishy to me, but that's just one of the interesting points that I have questions on as we launch into the War Room here today. Again, basically, we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the Vegas shooter. Or what, in my opinion, was the patsy for the entire thing, Stephen Paddock. There's the original picture that was basically the only picture that was shown for 24 hours or more. They've shown a couple more since then, but why would they be showing that picture? I mean, his eyes closed, looking goofy, looking crazy, seems a little suspicious to me, as if they want you to think he was crazy or goofy. Of course, the brother was shocked by this. There was a supposed neighbor of his that called into talk radio saying that he can't believe it. He doesn't think that this is a guy who would ever do something like that. But these are all just questions that we're still asking. We are going to have the police are about to give another briefing with updates on details of the Vegas massacre here while we are live. We are waiting for that. Guys, make sure to pipe in my ear if I don't notice when they go live, because I want to hear all the details of that. Let's get into some of these questions that I have. Again, more questions than answers I have today on the War Room. One, you've got the lady who got interviewed. You know, it's kind of like the 9/11 interviews. Remember how there were people on 9/11 that got interviewed right after the event that nobody wanted to play again, nobody wanted to talk about, saying they pulled the tower, saying they heard explosions, you know, videos like that. You've got a woman that says there was somebody going around at the bar in the hotel saying you're all going to die. Now, this is not just a woman who says this. She also claimed that the woman that was saying you were all going to die and her boyfriend that were allegedly of Hispanic descent got kicked out of the establishment. So that means that some security detail was there and has details on it. Think about it. If you kick someone out of your establishment physically, you remember it, you know their face, and they were clearly causing an incident. Why is there no questions being asked there? Why is there no coverage there? Why don't we know the identity of those people that were removed from the establishment for saying people were going to die? Keep in mind, Mandalay Bay is a hotel casino. You can't walk or fart without security knowing it. This is a casino. There are cameras everywhere. Everywhere. There should be all sorts of footage of Paddock entering and leaving the establishment multiple times. You should have the entire footage of everyone that went in and out of Paddock's room, or at least was carrying luggage to Paddock's room. Was he the only one that was ever in the room the entire weekend? Were other people in the room? Now, this was a suite that was actually two rooms. It was one suite. Understand this. I've heard other people say otherwise. This was one hotel suite. It wasn't two. Now, there are two rooms, but as you know, in a lot of hotel rooms, they're partitioned off by a door. They're saying that this was rented, obviously, by Stephen Paddock, and the Patsy, in my opinion, Stephen Paddock, was using both rooms within the one suite to execute the shooting, which, again, doesn't really make sense. Why would he be running from station to station, from shooting gallery to shooting gallery, if his goal was to murder as many people as possible? That, to me, just screams two shooters. Of course, that's if you even believe the narrative that he was on the 32nd floor. I'm looking, and folks, I want to say thank you to all the brave people that recorded video that day. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to do this investigation thoroughly. Oh yeah, by the way, there's the pyramid, which one of our crew members pointed out this all happened under a pyramid. No symbolism there, though. If it wasn't for all the people that filmed this and covered this live time while it was going on, we perhaps would never know the truth. So I salute all those people that were recording while this was going down. Truly an act of bravery. And of course, you heard the stories of the heroic Americans saving people, plugging bullet holes with their fingers and so forth. But of all the videos, which there are hundreds, by the way, of all the videos, even the videos of the supposed shooting gallery, of the supposed shot where Paddock was shooting people from, there's no fire. Where is the fire? Folks, this type of weapon, fully automatic, makes a very bright flash when it fires. And not only does the weapon make a flash, the bullets make a bit of a flash as well while they're ripping through the atmosphere because they're so hot. You can go look at any video of this happening at night, of you, of shooting off a fully automatic weapon, and you will see not only does the explosion on the weapon cause a very bright light, but many times the bullets you will also see flying through the air because they're on fire and they provide a white light. None of that. Not seeing that in any footage at all. How is that possible? How is there zero lights? This is one of the videos. There's the supposed place where you're shooting from, and you're telling me that you can't see the live fire coming from a fully automatic weapon? I'm not buying that at all. There was a security guard that got shot in the hallway. A security guard got shot in the hallway. How come no one's questioning that? Why was the security guard shot in the hallway? Who shot the security guard? We've had reports. Now, if you listen, again, this is just if you're listening, it sounds like the same type of weapon being fired in most of these videos. A fully automatic weapon, most likely belt-fed. We're going to hear from a member of the crew that has direct, he's worked with these type of weapons before. He's military. So, and I also want to take calls from you if you have any comments on this. Perhaps maybe in the 5 o'clock hour. From ex-military who've used fully automatic weapons. So why are there people that were saying they were shot with rounds that don't come from that type of weapon? So there's all kinds of questions that are being asked here. And, you know, I'm not obviously an expert on long-range shooting by any stretch of the imagination, but to me, you're talking about a guy who is at least 400 yards away, doesn't have the cleanest shot. I mean, sure, you can fire into a group of people and, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, essentially. That's how the saying goes. However, I mean, this is not an easy shot. And you have to have some sort of training to be one person and to shoot like that. But again, we'll hear from somebody who has direct experience with this type of weaponry, with these types of firings. On the other side, I'll bring in some of the crew. And to me, all of this brings us back to the perfect patsy, which is Stephen Paddock. Did he have a bunch of gambling debt? Perhaps. Was he really sending money overseas? Was it to the Philippines? Was it to Japan? I've heard conflicting reports. Why is that going on? That's something that could be totally set up and staged as well. Who knows when Stephen Paddock actually died? When was the last time we have surveillance video from the hotel of Stephen Paddock? That is a question that should be answered immediately and could be answered immediately by hotel security. Is hotel security even cooperating with the investigation? I don't know. So there we go. Apparently there's no cameras on the floors. Don't be surprised if that changes. And don't be surprised if you have metal detectors anytime you want to go to a hotel, a ball game, anytime you want to do a public event, anything. I think that's what they want. Metal detectors, all of these detectors, total security state. That's what they want. That's why I think this was a setup. That's what I think the globalists and the New World Order wants. We'll hear more on the other side. This is the War Room.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got the briefing happening right now on the Las Vegas massacre, an update from police. Let's go to that audio.
So I'll be limited in the details that I provide you, but hopefully we can get through this with some modicum of decorum. So please, don't rush me all at once. When we get to the question phase, I will identify you if you just raise your hand. Sound fair?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get through this. Okay, so as a matter of formality, our department has worked through the night to identify all the victims of Sunday evening's mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. We have identified all but three victims. We still have an active scene at the grounds near Mandalay Bay, so we ask anyone to stay away from that area until further notice. The FBI is working diligently to clear that scene. So the question is, the FBI versus us. We have partnered with the FBI, as I said, from the very beginning of this in the investigative phase. The FBI has brought a large amount of resources out of Washington, D.C. to assist us with that. The reason why the Harvest Festival is still in continuation of investigation is not only solely related to the removal of the victims, but is also documentation of the scene. So we're using the best practice technology to ensure that we have complete documentation. That's why it is taking a longer period of time associated with this. So we ask for everybody's patience. As far as Las Vegas Boulevard, north and south, we anticipate to be open and shortly in the next few hours to benefit with commerce and what we do as a community.
This is a live update from Vegas Police. Live update.
The key component here is resources and victim identification. So bear with me. I'm going to try.
So he said he's going to be limited to details. It seems like he's doubling down on that.
If you missed a number, we are putting up on lbmpd.com in the next hour the listing of all numbers I shall provide you today and for people out in the public to contact us if they are lacking this or they don't see this broadcast. Okay, we're asking for anyone who might have information about the shooting in a criminal capacity or is a victim of the shooting to contact us via 311. If you are out of state, if you have left
That's interesting.
Since the shooting and you have discovered you feel that you have become a victim or you realize you have an injury associated to it, we're still asking you to contact us, but the out-of-state number will be 702-828-3111. Additionally, if you are local and you have the ability to respond to a local substation, a working police substation, locals are familiar with, you have the ability to file a report at that location. Now, the family reunification. All that is occurring at the Family Resource Center at the Convention Center located at 3150 Paradise Road.
This is a live update right now from the Las Vegas Sheriff.
You can go
Joseph Lombardo. It is 3:23 Central, October 3rd, 2017, and we are getting a live update from the Las Vegas Police Department.
The phone number, if you have left the area, is 1-866-535-5654. Now, we went through a little short process here recently where that number was down. We provided a separate number, but we will go back to that original number because we have the technical aspects of that fixed. So I want to be very clear on the difference. If you are reporting a crime or you feel you are a victim of a crime, 311.
So right now he's going more through reaching out to victims, victims' families.
If you are looking
while he's doing this, guys, look into multiple shooters actually on the other side of Vegas right before that happened. This was a key detail that I found that didn't get reported on. Apparently there was a shooting, multiple shootings on the other side of Vegas right before this one, perhaps to distract the police. Just want to put that out there. Let's go back.
From the Route 91 scene. We are working out the details of that. We're in the planning phase of that, and we will have an answer for that in the next couple hours. So LVMPD.com will provide an answer to that, probably before we have another press conference. But we are working diligently to get individuals who left personal property at the scene back to them as soon as possible. I anticipate it will not take place at the Route 91 location, but I do not want to give you furtherance of clarification at this point. So you will be provided that. The other issue is donations. As you can imagine, in any critical incident, the outpouring of support from private citizens, corporations, and everybody
right,
else.
So it seems like right now he's just going through more details of victims, of people that may have been there. And now he's putting out phone numbers for people that want to call in with information. He's now sharing details if you want to help. So and he is one of the first things he said was that he's going to be very limited in the details. I'm sure he's talking about the details that we're looking for, at least in this debriefing. I'm not necessarily surprised by that. I'm not really moved by that much either. Because we've got a ton of evidence already that has led to many questions that I think that perhaps maybe even they can't answer. But as he is finishing up his speech, we're about to be joined by Brian Toohey on the other side. I want to point out that I was wrong in one thing that I said earlier, that there are no cameras on the individual floors. So there could not possibly be any footage of him going in and out of his room if there are no cameras on the floors. However, the elevators in these hotels do typically have cameras, so you could potentially be monitoring his activity from floor to floor or carrying luggage vis-a-vis the elevator. I'm not sure about surveillance in the stairs, but again, don't be surprised now if there are cameras on every floor moving forward. So you've got all that going on. We're going to continue to monitor it. Let's pipe up his audio one more time. Let's see if he's talking about something else.
It's in excess of $3.7 million as we speak. I want to bring special, we need a lot more resources. We're going to need a lot more money. We've got individuals that are going to need future surgeries and help and so forth moving forward. I want to acknowledge a few special individuals not included in that total of $3.7 million. Last night, a private citizen called both the sheriff and I and contributed $500,000. To the fund. That is not included in that total. This morning, Wayne and Kathleen Newton called me and they have donated $100,000. That is not included in that total. For those who want to contribute and don't want to do it on GoFundMe, you can make a check to Las Vegas Victims Fund and mail it either to the county office, to my office, or to the sheriff's office. But I just got off the phone with Jim Murren from MGM International, and the sheriff and I both spoke to Jim, and obviously they have stepped up in an enormous
Okay, so they're talking now about how much money they've gotten and how you can help donate. And one of the big breaking news stories that's been breaking, we're going to be joined by Laura Loomer at 4:30. Perhaps she can break more on this, is the fact that some of these hotel and casino owners were big donors to leftist funds. What is the significance of that? What does that mean? Did they know something beforehand? Was there some sort of collusion? These are just questions. These are fair questions to ask. Why don't we get these reports anywhere else but Infowars.com? Because we're the tip of the spear in the information war. This is the War Room. We're joined by Brian Toohey from thefixisin.net on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Okay, welcome back to the War Room. The Las Vegas Police Department is giving a updated debriefing right now on the Las Vegas massacre. Some of the details that have emerged is he announced how they're working hand-in-hand with the FBI. He did say that he's not going to give many details. He followed through on that when he was asked about weapons modification. He refused to comment. He said the ATF is looking into that, and he would not commit to saying the weapons were fully automatic. I don't think we need the Las Vegas Police Department to tell us that. That debriefing is ongoing, but I do believe the details will remain pretty scarce. We're about to be joined by Brian Toohey. Real quick, though, folks, you make this possible. You make it possible for InfoWars to have 3 shows a day. You make it possible for InfoWars to be live for 10 hours a day. You make it possible for us to have a great crew that works with these shows all day long. And that's by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And it's amazing that we're able to do this, especially considering the censorship we receive on the internet, the algorithms that try to make us disappear from these major platforms like Google and Twitter and Facebook. So we have our own way of funding, and that's InfoWarsStore.com. The big special this week is BrainForce. Now, this is 50% off. I've actually got my BrainForce right here. I love to take BrainForce when I'm moving a little slow through the day mentally. This always gets me going. That's why I keep it right here next to the desk. Especially helpful after you just had oral surgery, let me tell you. And we've got that 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, take advantage of BrainForce Plus, an all-natural brain booster, an all-natural energy booster, a must-have product for people that have to work very demanding jobs, have to constantly be thinking on their feet. This is the product that keeps you going. And right now, it's 50% off BrainForce Plus, one of the best products we have, one of the top sellers, and we give it to you 50% off, not because we have to, but because we want to, and we want you to try the product. Hey, can you zoom in on those reviews real quick? How are those reviews looking? We've got thousands of reviews. How about that? Over 5,000 reviews and a 4.6 star rating, folks. That's because BrainForce Plus is the real deal. Now, one thing that I do on this show is I like to wear lapel pins, and we've actually got some lapel pins on InfoWarsStore.com. How about this one I'm wearing today? Bam! Moan Labe. That's right, I'm wearing this lapel pin today. You're not taking our guns. Got it? So, we've got the Moan Labe pin at InfoWarsStore.com. What are we selling this baby for? $10? Look at that zoom work. Boom. We hire the best camera crew, folks. They're able to make that shot possible. The Moan Labe lapel pin debuted today. That's right, folks. I'm debuting this one today because we know that they like to stage events to try to pass gun legislation. Absolutely they do. And that's what I believe happened at the Las Vegas massacre. Now, that's my opinion. And to me, there's more questions than answers. Now, let's go to someone who's very familiar with Vegas. That's Brian Tuohy from thefixisin.net. You may know Brian from books that he's published talking about the rigging of sports. Now, this is where I could go with Brian right now, especially with NFL players taking a knee, spitting on the country's flag, spitting on the national anthem, spitting on the veterans. And he's very familiar with that. He's very familiar with Vegas. But I'm not sure if that's where Brian wants to go, if he wants to talk about the Las Vegas massacre. Brian, what is on your mind today? Where do you want to go today?
Well, I think starting with the protest is a good place to start, because my biggest problem, I think, with the protest was the fact that, you know, for the players supposedly being unified, their display was far from unified. I mean, in some cases, they didn't take the field for the national anthem. In other cases, they did take the field, and some kneeled, some sat, some linked arms, some didn't do anything, some just stood at attention and saluted the flag as they should. And so it's just funny that they try to present this message, and the problem is I don't see them as being unified, and then I don't quite know what the message is they've been trying to pretend. You know, what are they trying to tell me with this display during the national anthem? I know what Colin Kaepernick, when he started it, what he was protesting, but I don't know what these current players are protesting at all.
Yeah, and their message is unclear because they don't really say it. They just take a knee during the national anthem, and then they expect you to just understand what they're doing. I think it's backfired on the NFL, though. We've seen that attendance is down. Of course, you're probably well aware that the owners don't really care about attendance as much anymore. It's all about television money. But what are you seeing right now? Do you think that this is something that's really going to hurt the NFL? These players obviously think they're bigger than America. They're going to learn the hard way they're not.
Well, I think they've already started to backtrack as it is, because they do realize where their bread is buttered. And like, as you've seen in certain stadiums, especially in Los Angeles, where they moved both the Rams and the Chargers, attendance, physical attendance is way down. And even television ratings have taken a hit, I think, because of the protests. But, you know, the National Football League is now a television show. It's not a sport. It's a reality television show. And that's some of what I write about, is the fact is because it is entertainment, because it is a TV show, that means it's operating on a completely different level, and that means it doesn't have to be true to its fans. And as we've seen with the protests, they're not really supporting the fans and many of the fans' beliefs, which, you know, to a certain extent, fine, if that's what the message they want to send, fine. But that's not good for business. That's not what's good for the bottom line. When you're producing a television show, especially an all-American television show, and that makes it, you know, really even more offensive, I think, to many of their fans when they do make these protests against the flag or during the national anthem, is the way I should put it. But again, if it's entertainment, then they're really going to have to purport to do that. And what I write about is the fact that they fix games, I believe, manipulate games for entertainment purposes and can do so legally.
And of course, they have that on the back of the ticket. It says for entertainment purposes only. But of course, you know, it's just amazing to me. As you said, the sports are supposed to unify us. The national anthem is the antithesis of that. I mean, look at 9/11, how afterwards, how patriotic people were, how everyone saluted the flag, carried flags out there. It's like we're going in the opposite direction now. But talk about the rigging of the NFL. Now, you got exclusive access to FBI documents, the FBI, that has actual evidence of the NFL fixing games.
Well, the amazing thing is the NFL claims for it being around for nearly 100 years that they've never once had a game influenced by an outsider. There's been no, you know, mafia influence, no gambling influence. They claim they've never had a game rigged ever in their history. But when I went to the FBI and used the Freedom of Information Act, I obtained over 400 FBI files, which I made a book called Larceny Games based on those files. And it said that the NFL had certainly had games rigged by gamblers and organized crime. So had Major League Baseball. So had the NBA. So had many college sports. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, illegal gambling is a multi-billion dollar business. It's one of the biggest moneymakers for organized crime today. And the fact is that can still influence games that you're watching every week because there is no oversight. There is no regulation on these organized crime figures who run the illegal bookmaking industry. Nobody really knows what's going on with the billions of dollars flowing through the illegal gambling market. So for the NFL to sit there and claim sanctimoniously that we've never had a game rigged, it's only because no one's been arrested for it. But the fact is, many people, even professional gamblers, will scoff at their claim of games never being fixed because the fact is, games have been fixed. It's just the NFL won't admit to it.
Yeah, and it's reached absurd levels when, like you said, they're going to try to stake this claim that the NFL is, you know, impervious to anyone trying to rig a game. They also try to make the claim that you're just as dangerous watching the game from your couch as playing it. There's no head trauma. Of course, nobody believes that either. But it's just amazing to me.
And the funny part is...
Go ahead, Brian.
The funny part is I mean, just last night on ESPN's Monday Night Football, at the end of the game with 4 seconds left, there was a play that...
Oh, yeah.
That didn't also the game.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian. This is hilarious. Go ahead.
But there was a play that at the end of the game that didn't alter the outcome of the game... But it did alter the outcome for gambling purposes. It made the under bet become an over bet. The winning bid was the over bet. And then it altered whoever bet on the Chiefs went from winning, losing their bet to winning their bet because of this touchdown. And the ESPN announcer, Sean McDonough, actually mentioned it on air that the fact that this actually altered the betting.
And that, so, to me, is the loose thread. If you don't believe the NFL is rigged, gamble the NFL for a couple weeks and watch how these scores change. We'll be right back with more from Brian Toohey.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay, we're back here with Brian Toohey. Before I go back to Brian real quick, in the break, the sheriff did mention that they believe this shooter was premeditated. I think that's pretty obvious, but coming from the LVPD, that's pretty important. And as far as details are concerned about the questions that we have, they're still not answering any of that. We'll continue to monitor that situation. For now, let's go back to Brian Toohey. Brian, I want to go back to what we just covered before we went to the last break. Now, I'm somebody that in the past have gambled on sports. I'll be perfectly honest. When I was younger, it was fun for me. I was working in sports media. It kind of brings thrills to sports. That's why people do it. And one of the things that I noticed immediately was how accurate Vegas is, almost to a T. And then also how at the end of basketball games and football games, magically there'll be a call or a flag or a free throw or something that changes the entire balance of millions of dollars in Vegas. You just cited an example last night. Talk to me about that again with our audience here.
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of people who think there's a direct connection between Las Vegas, or the bookmakers in Las Vegas, you should say, and professional sports leagues. And I've interviewed, you know, two heads of sports books, major sports books in Las Vegas, one who's retired and one who's currently active, and both claim to have no contact whatsoever with the sports leagues really at any time. But it is amazing how often the point spreads are really, really accurate in terms of what the final score winds up being. And some of that, especially with the NFL, comes from experience. And some of that, you know, the line is actually created based off of the public's belief of how a game might end, not necessarily how the bookmaker thinks the game might end, but on the public's belief of that. But, you know, it is amazing that again, you're talking about Las Vegas. It's maybe 3, maybe 5% of all the sports gambling that's done in the United States flows through the state of Nevada. The other 95% is in the illegal market, in the black market across the United States and in offshore sports books, which is vastly controlled by organized crime. And so really that's the line you need to be questioning. That's the, you know, industry that needs the oversight. And that's why I think, you know, sports betting should become legalized in the United States, because if you legalize it, then you can regulate it, you can tax it, you can have oversight on it. And then when something strange happens, like in the game last night, and if there was strange betting that preceded it, well, then you can actually investigate it and see where it leads. But right now, when you only have Las Vegas to rely upon, you know, everything's up in the air. It's all questions. What really went on? Because the vast majority of the money is in that illegal market.
Well, and that's a great point, too, because we know that Vegas is so monitored and scrutinized because of this, because of sports gambling. Perhaps those guys might not have been lying to you. I mean, they're being watched so tightly. Probably they can't contact anybody or they would get caught. But as you mentioned, most of the money is off market. And one of the things that I hear when I'm debating this with people is, oh, you know, these athletes are already making a ton of money. Okay, that well, okay, so maybe then you say, well, college might be more victimized by this. Okay, that's a fair point to make. But however, even let's say the highest paid NBA players make $20 million a year. Okay, maybe they have no motivation for making money off gambling. However, you lay down a $20 million paycheck in one night. That's the kind of money we're talking about rigging these events.
Well, exactly. And, you know, despite the fact that many players do make millions of dollars, many players don't.
You know, the officials don't.
And the officials don't as well, too. You're right. And they also, even if they do make multi-millions, you know, a lot of these guys spend money like crazy. They have their crews. They have, you know, buying houses for their parents.
Yeah, they end up in debt.
Yeah, they go through money like water. And then you also have the fact that, hey, what if this guy has a drug problem? What if he himself has a gambling problem? What other problems might he have? Because he is a human being. He is a person who might have weaknesses. There are, you know, methods of blackmailing these athletes. And organized crime is stated. A guy like Michael Frances, who says he's fixed to major league sporting events, they know how to get to people. They know their weaknesses. They know their soft points. And if they find that opportunity, they will exploit it and make millions of dollars off of it because, you know, even though these guys are big athletes, it doesn't mean they don't have, you know, problems.
You've written multiple books. Your website, thefixisin.net, is where you can find those books. The NBA official that wrote the book, he got caught doing this. I forgot his name. You can say his name for me. Yeah, exactly. Donahue, exactly. So there's all this evidence. You got the FBI files through FOIA Act, and the NFL claims that they've never had any evidence of this happening, yet the FBI has the evidence sitting right there. You know, I'm not sure if protesting the national anthem will bring down the NFL. I'm not sure if head trauma would bring down the NFL. But perhaps combining those two with the fact that, hey, you know what? Maybe the fans realize these games are as fixed as the WWE. You know, maybe all of a sudden people are starting to question the NFL. I'm starting to see it right now, Brian.
Well, at least the WWE is honest. You know, they tell you this is entertainment. I mean, Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, you know, they are entertainment. They've argued as such in front of the Supreme Court. They said, we are an entertainment industry. We are show business. But that's not what they tell fans. They tell fans it's a sport, and that means all the cliches. You know, we have to give 110% and take it to the next level and all those things. But the truth of the matter is the players know they're entertainers. They know this is show business. It makes all its money through television. All of these big leagues make money through television. Most of their money comes through television. So it's a televised event. It's something that is not necessarily sport anymore. You know, Little League Baseball is a sport. Major League Baseball, I think, is something completely different. And because it is entertainment, it can be manipulated. It can be manipulated legally, and there's nothing the fans can do about it. They just have to sit there and watch it.
And let's be perfectly clear here. We're not saying that every baseball game, you know, thousands of baseball games every summer or every football game is rigged. No, there's just, in my opinion, I would say that perhaps it's maybe one or two a week. You know, maybe one here, maybe one there, perhaps the big games when all the money is in on it, like the Super Bowl, when there's so much money that you can flip one way or the other just with a line. That's to me when the sharks out there really open their eyes wide and say, hey, we could make some serious buck here.
Well, that's exactly my point, is I think when they see a certain storyline that suddenly gets traction in the media, when they see certain athletes over exceed and become, you know, talking points, that's when the league might step in and start pushing things that players weigh or that teams weigh to extend that storyline. I think like the Saints after Hurricane Katrina were a great storyline, and the NFL did as much as it could to extend that all the way to the conclusion of winning the Super Bowl to help that whole narrative come to an end. The Boston Red Sox winning the World Series after the Boston, you know, marathon bombing.
And I think Boston the Yankees won the World Series after 9/11.
What's that?
I think the Yankees won the World Series after 9/11, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry, Brian, go ahead.
They were in the World Series, but they did not win it. They lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Okay.
But, I mean, the New Orleans Patriots won after 9/11, which is also kind of questionable. So, I mean,
what was a huge upset where apparently they, you know, people are alleging they cheated?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, these are certain events that, you know, Major League Baseball and the NFL might have exploited at the fans' expense just to make it a better story, to make more money off of it. And now you have to wonder with, you know, the hurricane that destroyed Houston and the hurricane that affected, you know, Florida, will they propel like the Houston Astros to the World Series, or will they propel the Houston Texans to the Super Bowl because of what happened with the hurricane? Will the league
it's so amazing to talk to you about this because many people probably don't realize I came from sports media. Actually, we've talked before on the Kevin Slayton show. I don't know if you remember talking to me years ago, but if I was still gambling, I would have bet on the Houston Texans to win the Super Bowl because we know how this stuff works. This is how it works.
Well, that's frightening because again, because it is entertainment, they can do this. I mean, if it was pure sport, if it was regulated as sport and there were laws that protected it, that would be one thing, but there's no law that says a player has to perform at 100% for every play. It doesn't mean he can't take plays off. I mean, you saw Jay Cutler take a couple plays off this past weekend when the Dolphins played in Miami, where he was just standing there with his hands on his hip out on the field. I mean, they don't have to perform to the fullest extent. And so if they don't have to perform for the fullest extent and the referees are employees of the leagues and they can make calls based off what the leagues want, well, then this whole thing is open to interpretation. And in my opinion, it means games can be manipulated. Games are manipulated. And when you have a multi-billion dollar industry like professional sports, you just don't leave it up to chance. You control it as best you can to make the most money off of it.
Bingo. That's Brian Toohey. He's the expert. He's written 4 books on this. TheFixIsIn.net is where you can find it. Brian, I know we've got a lot of sports fans that listen. I'm a sports fan. What are just some parting words that you have to sports fans just about what they're watching and what they're seeing out there?
Well, I have no problem with fans watching the games. I want them to watch them intelligently. I want them to understand, look, this is entertainment. And if you think, you know, someone's crazy for watching the Kardashians or watching The Bachelor or watching Survivor, whatever, it's all, you know, just reality TV.
And don't lump us in with them. Don't lump us in with them. Come on.
But that's the fact of the matter. It's reality television. And it's fine if you want to be entertained for 30 hours, but don't make it your life. Don't allow it to be the distraction that takes away for something more important. And we got plenty of important things going on in the world right now.
Yep, that's exactly it. Thank you for those powerful last words. Brian Toohey, TheFixIsIn.net, folks. If you want to know how sports works, go to that website, buy those books.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Has been making the case that the autonomous region of Catalonia cannot survive without the oversight of the Prime Minister of Spain and consequently the whims of the European Union. Catalonia's latest independence referendum is a reaction to the Spanish Constitutional Court's rewriting of a statute approved by the autonomous state of Catalonia in 2006 after Catalonian laws, especially those regarding taxes, were rewritten. The Catalonians felt they had no choice but to secede from Spain. Catalonia has the highest GDP of all the regions in Spain. If Spain were to lose Catalonia, they would lose 16% of its population and 20% of Spain's entire economy. That is why federal police in full riot gear ripped thousands of Catalonians, including elderly people and even a dog, from the polling stations. Scenes of federal police confronting local police in intense standoffs. Video continues to pour out of federal police brutalizing Catalonians, a number that has currently reached well over 760 injured.
And listen to the crowds there. That chant from the crowds, from the pro-secessionist voters, is occupation forces get out. Remember that the Spanish National Riot Police have come from other areas of Spain to Catalonia with a specific order to crack down on this referendum.
Prime Minister Rajoy had sent in thousands of troops stationed aboard cruise ships off of the coast of Catalonia. The troops seized millions of ballots and arrested dozens of pro-independence officials. And this overarching presence of federal troops adds more motive to why the recent terrorist attacks in the Catalonia region, including the truck attack in Barcelona killing 14, had hallmark characteristics of a false flag event. DW News reports Cesar Martinez and his family were among those who witnessed the scene. Martinez says armed units stopped us on the A7 by Malaga. We were treated like criminals and had the feeling that something bad had happened, but it ended up happening a day later. Regardless of the polling stations that were shut down, the counting of the votes has just begun. Of course, it is highly likely that Madrid will never recognize Catalonia's independence, whatever the outcome. In fact, Madrid claims the vote never happened.
No ha habido referéndum.
There hasn't been a referendum or the resemblance of one. I asked the Catalan government and the parties that support it to cease this irresponsibility, to assume from this moment that what had never been legal is clearly unfeasible. It makes no sense to continue this farce that leads nowhere.
But independence is something the Catalonians cannot live without. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Well, it's nice to be back in the driver's seat of the War Room. We had Roger Stone, obviously, carrying most of the burden while I was gone. Hey, you know what? By the way, big thank you to Michael Zimmerman. Big thank you to Rob Dew. Big thank you to Jack Posobiec. Big thank you to Millie Weaver. If I'm missing anyone else, guys, Harrison Smith, did you sit on too? How about Harrison Smith at the desk? Wow, big thank you to Harrison Smith. Jake Lloyd doing a great job as well with his report. So big thank you to everybody who carried the show while I was away. And big thank you to you out there that make it all possible at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a huge sale right now on BrainForce, 50% off BrainForce Plus. Make sure you get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this all-natural nutraceutical 4.6-star review, over 5,000 ratings. It's one of the best deals you can find right now for an energy booster, a brain booster, a focus booster. BrainForce is the one. And as we're about to be joined by Roger Stone here, I know that Roger Stone is a Brain Force fan himself. You know, I've got a new lapel pin I'd like to get Roger's opinion on. Cameraman, go ahead. Now, this is an aggressive lapel pin. It's more aggressive than you would normally expect on television. It's very loud. It's very big. But I wanted to make a statement today that I'm not going to fall for New World Order tactics to try to take our guns and make us slaves. With that, I bring in the fashion expert, Roger Stone. Roger, great job while I was gone. Thanks for carrying the burden. What's on your mind today?
Well, and thanks to so many others, Rob Dew, Mike Zimmerman, and who helped in that regard. You know, what's amazing here is that we really see the new journalism, Owen. The days when the mainstream media would dictate a narrative regarding a cataclysmic event like the one we have experienced in Las Vegas, whether it is Oswald acted alone, sole shooter, malcontent communist, for example. What you have today is dozens of well-meaning, open-minded citizen journalists with, instead of just having Zaprudder with one camera, fortunately, you have hundreds of people who had their phone cameras, and that gives us evidence. It's becoming very clear to me that the murderous terrorist shooter in Las Vegas, if he is indeed the shootist, certainly a virulent anti-Trumper leftist. We have on Reddit and 4chan been hard at work trying to dig out connections to the radical left, and we have stumbled across videos of a man who looks exactly like Stephen Paddock at different anti-Trump far-left rallies. We can run some of that now to show you what we're talking about. We have a visual problem here, so I'm just working through it. But as you see in one of these videos that we have discovered, a woman calls him Steve, which I think obviously odds are very good this man is Paddock. Meanwhile, we've learned that Paddock wired $100,000 to the Philippines to a woman identified by the Washington Post, by the New York Post, as his girlfriend, her name Mary Lou Danley. She traveled to Hong Kong on September 25th, was back in her country of origin, the Philippines, October 1st, the fateful day of the massacre. Why was the money sent to the Philippines? What was the nature of Stephen and Mary Lou's relationship? Time will tell us, because Mary Lou is scheduled to return to the United States. At least that's what has been announced. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen. Now, the other thing that is interesting to me here, Owen, is that the New York Post is now reporting that the gunman had an elaborate camera set up to film the entire massacre, and the additional cameras in the hotel hallway to alert him of impending intrusion by the police. It's very odd that a lifelong accountant with no military training and no history of tactical experience was capable of these 007-style moves. The full content of these video recordings that he has made must be completely and totally released, cannot be classified or edited, as it will only fuel the conspiracy theories that we are so dedicated to exposing and discarding here at InfoWars. The New York Times has released a report that says that it took the state police over an hour to breach the hotel room. Now, we have firsthand witnesses telling us that the police presence was immediate, it was strong, they were heavily armed, and they were there almost instantly. So if authorities were there so quickly, we have to ask, why did they have such a difficult time breaching the area where the gunman was allegedly holed up? The Central Florida Post, with whom InfoWars has picked up many of their videos and has featured a lot of discussion about efforts to censor them by the tech left. The Central Florida Post obtained a video of gunfire from the top floors of the Mandalay Bay. They have that posted that, which shows dozens dead, others not moving, and the police stationed on the corner of the street where the concert was being held. The gunfire in this video can be found loud and clear. So the question really is, how does Paddock move from station to station, shooting station as it were, at a time when he has heavy weapons and no known experience? These are just some of my observations, Owen. What are you hearing on the story, perhaps, of the year?
Well, Roger, I think that the greatest point that needs to be made about what you just said is the fact that, yes, we need to get some evidence or some of these questions answered, because, as you said, there's going to be all these rumors swirling, all these conspiracies swirling, and they could easily be confirmed or put to rest with just the release of some information and some evidence. For example, as you mentioned, The police are claiming that they were there quickly and they were able to subdue the shooter rather swiftly. Well, then how was there a 70-minute shooting spree? How about Stephen Paddock being at Trump protests? This is something that can be very easily proven or disproven. You look at travel records. You look at expense records. You look at possibly any alibis. Was anybody with him on those days, or was he truly there? These are things that need to be addressed and need to be answered. And I'm not faulting the Las Vegas Police Department for not answering all questions today. However, these are simple details that I agree with you need to be released to the public as soon as they're discovered, to either quell or confirm some of these conspiracy theories.
Well, hotel security makes no attempt to stop the gunman from the top floor of the Mandalay Bay, as we establish in this video. A woman gave an interview to a reporter claiming another woman was removed from the concert roughly 45 minutes prior to the shooting when she yelled, "Everyone was going to die tonight." So where is this woman? What does she know? Has she been detained? And what do the police know about her? We're also led to believe the gunman stayed for several days at the hotel with dozens of weapons. Yet, even if you're able to conceal those weapons by placing, say, a do not disturb sign on the door, how did he transport this arsenal, weapons, ammunition, equipment, through the hotel and hotel staff and fellow guests, through the main lobby without anybody seeing anything? Again, very strange. No history as a gun enthusiast that we can find. No history as a member of any gun organization. Obviously, we are looking into whether the gunman can indeed be tied to Media Matters for America. There is a report out of Washington State that may be the case. We are seeking confirmation before we go with that here.
So, again, these are all questions that we have that we're just wanting answers on. And these are simple questions that I think should be able to be addressed immediately. I mean, you talk about having all the weapons inside the hotel room, Roger. You know, there's staff that goes in and out of these rooms. They might not have cameras on the floors to see when he goes in and out of his room, but certainly they probably have them on the elevators. Let's get some of these answers. This is the stuff that should be answered pretty quickly and swiftly, but we don't have the answers. We're going to have more with Roger Stone, and we're going to get more angles from Roger Stone as well. This is the War Room InfoWars show, and we will be right back after this.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Roger Stone with my co-host Owen Scheuer. Last week I testified for the House Intelligence Committee, which is very much like a proctological examination. And of course, in that testimony, there was a great deal of discussion of my, limited, after-the-fact Twitter exchange with Guccifer 2.0. Now, it is essential to understand that Congressman Adam Schiff and the Democrats continued to insist in that hearing and in the press stand-up afterwards that Guccifer 2.0, like Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, are Russian cutouts, Russian assets. I have rejected that from the beginning. On August 5th, I wrote a piece for Breitbart in which at that point I believed that Guccifer was, in fact, the hacker of the DNC, but I believed that based on a number of characteristics, he was not a Russian asset. In retrospect now, I must say that I don't believe that he is either a Russian or the hacker. An incredible report that I have just received from an IT consultant points out that the fabricated Russian fingerprints exposed in the fakeness of the whole Russian hacking persona of Guccifer 2 suggest an effort to attribute to WikiLeaks preemptively discrediting leaks that would come later. Interestingly enough, Guccifer's use of the word told, tell, say, said, definite and indefinite article use and command of prepositions expose Guccifer 2.0 as being someone that natively speaks English, not Russian, contrary to what was said inside the hearing. And the terminology and phrasing that has been used consistently shows earmarks of an English speaker. Specious claims about the hacker still being on the network as late as June 12th after installing Falcon, a program across the DNC network, exposed the nature of the Washington Post story on this as a propaganda piece driven by the CrowdStrike DNC statements and their narrative from June 14th and make it obvious that excuses are being made for emails being dated back as late as May so that leaks could be attributed to a non-existent hack. The fact that there's a month's delay before mentioning the Trump organization, pardon me, the Trump opposition research file being targeted, and that it wasn't mentioned until after Julian Assange announced the Clinton-related leaks were coming on July 21st. The fact is, there's no evidence to support the Guccifer 2.0 claims that the file was being targeted, and the fact that it's unlikely you'd know it was targeted if you couldn't even say who targeted it or exactly why, it suggests that there's an alternative reason for mentioning that file's description, one possibly being a switch or transfer to give credibility to whoever might appear afterwards presenting the very same document. Guccifer 2.0 showed up the very next day using that document, or a tainted copy of one originally authored by Lauren Dillon, as his first document to release, and used it, in my opinion, to lure a gullible media, gullible press, as if the whole thing was planned. Now, Guccifer 2.0, if he really exists, if he is a person or a group of people, fooled giants in the cybersecurity industry, as well as various intelligence agencies, suggesting that Guccifer 2.0 was really someone or some group that were really aligned either with Hillary Clinton or the DNC. Here is an indisputable fact. The software used by Guccifer 2 online is registered to a Democratic National Committee employee named Wilson. The fact that Guccifer 2's hacker persona breach claims were never independently verified, and quite a few would later be debunked, meant that Guccifer 2.0 was probably getting his files, was getting access to these files, which explains why he could only get DNC files and no other high-profile targets, and he produced no Republican files whatsoever. So for someone who bills himself as an extraordinary hacker, we've seen nothing else. The DNC's rejection of the FBI offers to help examine the server and have the tools of the state to aid identify and hacking the hacker are good reason to suspect that the whole thing is not on the up and up. The fact that Falcon was installed on the DNC's network, yet CrowdStrike did not produce details pertaining to the actual exfiltration of email data and instead posted APT group identifiers without context. For you gearheads out there, it shows the whole thing is a fraud. Lastly, Guccifer appears to have had physical LAN access while collating certain files. Folks, I've come to the conclusion that my column of the 5th is incorrect, that he is not the hacker. In fact, as I said to the House committee, I now doubt whether there is any hacking at the DNC. As we know, a group of intelligence veterans have come forward, including William Binney, Ray McGovern, and others, and the science tends to indicate that there was a portable device utilized. The data was downloaded to a thumb drive and most likely spirited out the back door. Nonetheless, my critics got what they wanted. The headline that says Stone admits communication with Russian asset, even though I don't concede that he, Guccifer, or whatever he is a Russian asset. And the fact that the context, content, and timing of our exchange is entirely benign. So there is the download on Guccifer 2.0, Owen. There's a lot of information there. Bottom line, not a Russian, as I told the House committee.
Well, and they want to continue to make something of this. They've been investigating this for months. They made false accusations to you. They made false accusations towards InfoWars. No evidence and a lot of conclusions being reached here. Yet, we can't even get any seemingly investigation of this type of interest into the Las Vegas shooter, yet they seem to already have concluded who it was and exactly how it happened. So it's amazing to kind of contrast how they've done these investigations and how they've treated these two separate events and where they're obviously devoting their focus and their attention, and why would it be there? Why would they want to go after Roger Stone?
Well, you know, I think the jury's still out on Las Vegas. Let's see what kind of a job the mainstream media does as the story starts to unravel. But nowhere will you find better cutting-edge coverage. No one will you find citizen journalists who have stepped forward that is better than the coverage here at InfoWars. There's never been a time when I have been prouder to be on this team because we are open-minded, we are examining every aspect of this, and we are committed only to the truth, not a political agenda, but the truth. The mainstream media cannot say that.
If you haven't
hit the InfoWars.com store, now's an excellent time. I would not be able to do this, believe me, without BrainForce. Now 50% off. Grab it. This is a great product, folks. Help yourself. Help us. Help the revolution.
InfoWarsStore.com. That's Roger Stone. This is The War Room. I'm Owen Schroyer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone with my colleague Owen Scheuer, and now one of my favorite patriots, Colonel Mike McAllister from the grassroots organization Citizens for Trump, joins us here on the War Room. Colonel McAllister has served his country with distinction. He is a great pal of mine, a great patriot, and a great activist. Colonel, thanks for joining us here at the War Room.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Roger, and it's always a privilege and an honor to be a part of your show and to have an opportunity to reach out to your patriot listeners who certainly are playing a major role in this fight to save America.
Well, I am a big supporter and cheerleader for Citizens for Trump, which is a true grassroots organization that grew naturally out of the presidential election, has remained in place to support the president's agenda, to support the president's policies, and to support men and women who will support the reform agenda. But you've been doing very important work on the whole question of the NFL. Now, this to me shows the extent to which Donald Trump is a genius. He's a public relations genius. He's a political genius. He has seized a patriotic fervor here in this issue that the elites on both coasts, they can poo-poo all they want. I think middle America is with the president. But tell us what you've been doing.
Well, you make a great point, Roger, and the president is absolutely sensing the American patriots' frustration and anger at the NFL. So what we did on Saturday at Citizens for Trump, and as you know, I'm the national spokesman for them, we got together a patriot group and military veterans of all services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, the leaders of patriot biker groups and other patriot groups and Tea Party groups, and we live streamed from in front of an NFL stadium here in Tampa to send a loud and clear message, not just to the players, but straight to the owners and the league. And we wanted the owners to clearly understand that we're watching what's going on. We're not liking it. The Star Spangled Banner is the national anthem of this country. And to disrespect its playing is disrespecting both those who served in uniform when they stand at attention and salute, but also disrespects the proud, brave men and women in law enforcement who are right there on the field with them at the same time who are standing at attention and saluting. And this is just simply not going over well with anyone. And we wanted to send that message loud and clear.
You know, the dichotomy between the liberal elites and the hardworking middle class taxpayers of this country, the gulf is larger than anything I have ever seen. The misreading of this issue initially by some in the media was extraordinary. But as I have traveled in South Florida and earlier in the week outside Washington, D.C., I found that most people I talked to were revolted by the fact that anyone would disrespect our flag, disrespect our national anthem, would reject our heritage. People think this has now gone too far. I think the president will sustain political advantages, even though I don't think that was the purpose for him raising this. I think the culture war is now with us. And I think the president has been great in his refusal to back down from withering criticism. The other thing, of course, that was very predictable is the fact that some would take advantage of the horrific tragedy in Las Vegas to renew their call to seize and take our firearms in violation of the U.S. Constitution and the law. The gun grabbers seem to be, in high dudgeon. Colonel McAllister, you have a lot of experience. Tell us your assessment of what happened in Las Vegas and give us some analysis, if you would.
Well, I think we all know, Roger, and the president said it quite eloquently in a statement that he made, but that this was a horrendous tragedy. And it's not a matter that, you know, we always have the left that try to use every opportunity like this to enforce stronger gun control, and yet we look at some cities in our nation that have some of the most strict gun control, and yet they still have some of the worst crime rates, even with crimes committed with the use of guns. And I think also when we look at this and what is the tone he sent to America was of gratitude and respect for our courageous first responders who put themselves in harm's way. And he extended words of comfort and prayer for the lost loved ones and the grieving families. And once again, our nation in shock. And he gave words of inspiration and hope for America. Call upon our bonds that unite us, our commonalities, our faith, our family, our shared values, our bonds of citizenship. And these are the ties of community and comfort of our common humanity. And he did call this the worst mass shooting in U.S. history and an act of pure evil. And he told our nation that our unity cannot be shattered by this. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence. And that we will get through this senseless slaughter in a way that redefines our country and who we are. And in the same time, we're consoling those who lost loved ones and lost friends. And, you know, and the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, you could see the emotion in her when she paid the tribute to the American heroes who stepped in to save the others, our law enforcement and our Blue Lives men and women. And sadly, multiple police officers multiple police officers, both on duty and off duty, were among those killed or injured. But what these people did for each other says far more about who we are as Americans than the cowardly acts of a killer ever could. So I think, Roger, you know, these things are separate issues, but yet there are some common threads here. And it seems like what we keep having to remind people, and we shouldn't have to, but our military veterans who wear a uniform and an American flag on that uniform, we need to respect them, and the NFL players who wear an NFL logo need to respect that flag on that uniform, and our proud and brave law enforcement men and women, the men and women in blue. The blue lives do matter, and the president and many of us are doing what we can, and we need, and we will do more to make sure that everyone knows these are American heroes too, and these are the good guys, and we have to be on their side supporting them. And never letting that slip away.
Always articulate, Colonel Mike McAllister. I note that Citizens for Trump recently endorsed challenger Omar Navarro running against Maxine Waters, an Owen Scheuer find, one of the really outstanding, hard-charging young conservatives. I understand the endorsement of Carla Spaulding is in the offing in Florida, challenging Deborah Wasserman Schultz. So I salute the good work that you're doing, Colonel McAllister, and I hope you'll come back on the War Room soon.
Thank you much, Roger, and the work you're doing and on the show and InfoWars, and again, your listeners, you know, the role they play is so critical to the future of our country. Thanks again.
Many thanks for joining us. Owen, you want to wrap this segment up?
Absolutely, Roger. We got to win Congress in 2018, and that's by the listeners of this show, the good Americans out there getting interested in local politics and making sure we make Congress great again in 2018. That is up to us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and more of the War Room. I've got some new interesting updates on this shooting in Las Vegas that I want to cover. We'll talk about that in the remainder of the War Room here till 6 o'clock Central. Don't go anywhere.
Staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're at the right place. That's right. You're at the War Room, our new programming to help bring you the very latest and inside scoop, whether it is the machinations in the Trump White House, the latest developments out of Las Vegas, or the attempts by the tech left to kneecap us through censorship. We bring you the story here. Owen, you have an update from Las Vegas. Why don't you tell us what you know?
So we've got some new interesting stories that are coming out now. One story is the Las Vegas gunman filmed himself during the slaughter. So we already knew that he was filming the hallway, supposedly in an attempt to alert himself as to when the police were approaching or security would be approaching. And there's also new allegations that he left a note. Okay, so those are two things that, again, should be very easily made public information. I don't know why they would need to withhold any of that. Obviously, the video would be pretty sensitive, but yet that would be some pretty important stuff to make a case, as well as any note. And then you've also got a story of Paddock in 2011 suing a casino after he slipped and fell, lost that lawsuit, and apparently still owes $270 in court fees. So what's that about? That, again, just another strange development, and I don't think we'll ever get any answers to any of these things, to be honest with you, Roger, at least the way that they've handled these things in the past. And as you said earlier, this is just going to continue to add fuel to the flame of any conspiracy theories that are lingering out there. Now, I've got another story here from a UK story, the Courier Mail, that has multiple eyewitness reports saying multiple shooters, including a man of interest at the Luxor Hotel. So just continued developments here. But the story, Roger, of course, as you're well aware, the immediate politicization of this by the left, before the bodies were cold, before the blood was dried. And if this turns out to be a leftist shooter or leftist motivated, they're going to have total egg on their face.
Well, we know who shot a Republican congressman while he was trying to prepare for a charity basketball game. The violence has been on the left. The Central Florida Post has a source that reports Antifa literature in the hotel room. They will be posting that, they tell me, shortly. I know their journalistic standards there at the Central Florida Post, and I know they are, like we here at InfoWars, committed to the truth and nothing but the truth. We're open-minded. The left will move very quickly to shape this narrative around an effort to grab our guns, to say that, maybe this guy was motivated by workplace violence. We've heard that one before. This guy is a lunatic. These photos are deeply disturbing. This video is just horrific. I had trouble turning off that popping sound in my mind after I turned out the lights last night. But let's be very clear. This cannot be used as an effort to end our ability to arm ourselves in the case of national emergency as guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You already see the two members of the U.S. Senate from Connecticut out beating the drum to grab our guns. And it is what feeds people's skepticism about what exactly happened. How many shooters? How can so many of these technical questions be answered? The more experienced people I talk to, for example, it turns out that Paddock appears to have purchased all of his guns legally, and it now appears that he achieved the automatic rifle effect through the use of a bump stock. Now, the bump stock is a device that uses the recoil of the firing gun to cause the trigger housing to move against the shooter's depressed finger until, of course, the finger is removed or the ammo is exhausted. Experienced shooters will realize that using such a device is notoriously inaccurate, destroys the accuracy of the firearm. So one has to ask, how did the shooter, the killer, have such a high hit rate? Why was he as accurate as he was? Such motion due to recoil usually makes the optics found on the weapon completely worthless. And this question of accuracy comes to the fore. Those who think that this will be successfully used by the left, take away our guns, well, they have another thing coming. Owen?
Yeah, and my problem with this, Roger, is they want to have this gun debate, but if we're going to have this debate, which, okay, fine, we'll have the debate. Obviously, you know where InfoWars stand. You know where I stand. You know where Roger stands. That's why I wore my Mohan Labe pin today to make a statement. But if the left is going to have this debate, we should at least know the facts. That's my biggest problem. Was this really one shooter, or were there multiple shooters? If we're going to have this debate without all of the information and without all of the facts, then we're not truly having a debate. We're having a political attack on our Constitution.
Well, keep an eye on CNN. Keep an eye on the big three networks. Let's see what the morning line is compared to some of the investigative journalists out there who still have an open mind. Again, you're going to find the very best coverage here at InfoWars.com because Alex Jones and the entire crew here is committed to truth. We're not committed to trying to make an agenda fit the facts. We want to know what the facts are and see if they fit a logical agenda, which I think they will. The more we learn, I think the more we are going to find that ties this shooter to an anti-Trump constituency there in Las Vegas. I will be updating throughout the evening as I get more reports from the Central Florida Post. You can go to Central Florida Post .com and see some of their extraordinary videos. I've asked them to send those to InfoWars, and they should be headed our way. You can see a shooter from the top floor. We also have these videos of the alleged shooter attending an anti-Trump event where he is addressed by his first name, Stephen. I'm not sure what else we need to begin to identify where the shooter stands on the ideological spectrum.
And just, again, to clarify these points, the left wants to blame the right. We've already seen them blaming the NRA, blaming Republicans, when it looks like it might turn out that this shooter was an ardent leftist. So, again, more egg on the face. There's an entire compilation of liberal media on Grabian.com right now, immediately after the shooting. All of the liberal media blaming Republicans, blaming the GOP, blaming conservatives, blaming the NRA. Oh, it turns out it was a leftist. I wonder if they'll end up reporting that. And then the left will say, look at what one shooter can do with a gun. Blame one shooter. This is what one guy can do with a gun. Well, wait a second. Let's find out if that's true. We have reports that there may have been multiple shooters, including eyewitnesses at the scene. So I'm sick of the left. Not even how I enjoy political discourse. Roger enjoys political discourse. However, the left does not have real political discourse because their discourse is not based in reality.
Well, their discourse is based in their effort to censor you and shut you up or shout you down. You know, Rob Dew said something yesterday that kind of took me back a number of years. If guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. It's really pretty simple. The naive idea that if we could just take guns away from people that all would be sweetness and light, there'd be no violence, there'd be no crime, there'd be no gun deaths. This is a Pollyanna. This is not realistic in the real world. But the left has to push this narrative because they cannot have us own our guns during the takedown that they have planned for Donald J. Trump in the impending Mueller-fueled coup d'etat. That's why I think they are getting frantic in their efforts to crack down on American gun owners.
Excellent. Fresh angle as always, Roger. Glad to be speaking with you again. Back from vacation. Glad to be back with you, Roger.
Great to be with you here on The War Room. We got a lot of great stuff coming up, and I'm enjoying immensely putting these shows together and extending our programming at InfoWars.
That's Roger Stone.
He's on the War Room every day. We've got more updates. And, oh, by the way, as to what Roger was talking about earlier, the bump stock, when the LVPD, the Las Vegas Police Department, was asked about that today in the press conference, they refused to answer. They said the ATF is looking into that right now. So we'll continue to monitor that as it develops.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Donald Trump said on this video that he likes kissing pretty women and that...
You don't?
Sir, let me... Can I finish?
You like kissing ugly women?
Thank you all for coming together to represent our party at its best.
I am standing in the middle of 1984 civilization.
Progress.
Yeah, this kind of feels fascist to me, yet they're out here protesting fascism. They put it in their music videos. They hold up decapitated heads. Plays in the New York Public Theater.
Are you trying to fight me? Yeah. Trying to engage in political discourse with these people. And you've seen the responses time and time again. And this represents the strength, the courage, and the bravery that we can have freedom and prosperity.
Now, notice this is happening all over the world. Civil wars in Ukraine, civil wars all over Asia, civil wars all over Africa, civil wars all over the Middle East, civil wars all over South America, Central America. We're entering that global season. At the time that World War I kicked off, there were more than 10 different wars going on. World War II, same story. Economic, cultural fault lines build up, and then when you see more political crises, you tend to see more wars unfold. All historians agree with that, and we are lined up right now for this. Women being savagely beaten by police, even once they're on their backs and bleeding, savagely dragging women around by their hair, savagely beating women, reportedly children are also being beaten. We're talking about police jump kicking off of stairs and curb stomping, trying to kill people. And again, this is savage, pure intimidation. It also added that Catalonia was one of the only areas not to be fully taken over by the Muslims. So it's a little bit of a racist thing because they're lighter skinned. They're the original Spaniards there in Catalonia. And so a lot of the rest of Spain kind of sees it as elitist. And there's some type of racial or cultural envy going on. World leaders from the Pope, you name it, have condemned it. It is martial law in Catalonia, Barcelona being the capital of that region of northeastern Spain. Beautiful architecture, amazing people. It's very, very sad to see this happening to Catalonia. There's hours of this footage up on Infowars.com. Spanish police storm polling station in Catalonia. Independence vote. Spanish riot police smashed their way into the polling station in Catalonia on Sunday. And then it just goes on from there, firing rubber bullets, closing hundreds of polling stations, arresting thousands. Here's a Reuters headline. Violence erupts as Catalans vote on the split from Spain. And the polls showed close to 90% wanting to get out of there, between 80 and 90%. So they were going to pull out. But here's the good news. Just like they can try to block Brexit, once you try to block what people already wanted, you'll never stop them. Word is, the Catalans aren't paying taxes now. They're not submitting. Almost every window when you're in Barcelona has the Catalan flag hanging out of it. And when I say they're the original Spaniards, there were no Spaniards. Spain got unified in a response to the Islamic takeover. It was basically a Germanic/Roman type amalgamation. And they got taken over. And finally, some of the northern kingdoms got unified. Help came out of Europe, north of them, and out of what is France today and other areas. And then they came in kind of the proto or pre-crusades was a response to the giant Islamic invasion of Spain, of Italy, of Poland, of Romania, of Hungary. And that's why in those Eastern European countries today, like Hungary and Romania, that they don't let any Muslims in. Because they know they come to act nice at first, build their numbers, politically dig in, and then they start attacking locally in the neighborhood with certain members of the males going out to do it on purpose to drive you out of neighborhoods. Then they vote and take control of those. Then out of cities. Then regions.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Targeted conservatives. This is Dr. Michael Wellner. He went on Fox and Friends this morning, made the point, as Alex just said, and it's a point that we made in the immediate aftermath of the shooting. Oh, and by the way, 2 hours before the shooting, as you can see right now up on Infowars.com as well, the audience was singing, along with the people on stage, God Bless America, 2 hours before the shooting began. Now this forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Michael Wellner, now the psychiatrist made the point, when young people carry out terror attacks or mass shooting attacks, and we have it ready, we'll go to it in a second, they do it for one of two reasons. It's either for notoriety or in pursuit of a political or personal cause. In almost every single example, the ones who do it for notoriety are almost always young men. This was not a young man. What was he, 64 years old? Why would he do it for notoriety? It makes no sense.
So what goes on in the mind of a shooter like this as they shoot at innocent people? Here now to discuss this is Dr. Michael Wellner. He's a top forensic psychiatrist who has personally examined a number of mass killers.
The most important place to start is with the victims. And what we can immediately see is that he had no relationship to the killers. A workplace mass shooter knows his victims.
And they want to see the victim.
And
right?
They want to destroy, annihilate the workplace. It's another key point. The family mass shooter knows the family, wants to annihilate the family. The criminal enterprise wants to kill the gang. So it's a stranger mass homicide. And a stranger mass homicide happens for one of two reasons. Either a person acting for a cause, or a person acting because he wants to transcend notoriety and kill as many people as possible, like a James Holmes. Here's the thing. Shooting for notoriety's sake, and nothing more, is a young man's crime. And this is a 64-year-old with no dramatic mental illness, no major decline, someone who's intact. I think if we want to understand what's behind the crime, we should look at James Hodgkinson, the shooter of Congressman Scalise, because that crime itself was intended to be a spectacle and of much bigger scope. Imagine this. What he intended to do, Hodgkinson, was not only kill all of those lawmakers,
Republicans,
but in doing so, we would have had to have special elections to replace all of them. And if it weren't for the security people who intercepted him, you had all kinds of congressmen and lawmakers in a dugout, defenseless, who would have been mowed down. My point is, a spectacle is either designed to cause some derivative impact or to instigate some cause discussion. So the point is, he's an older man, there's no definable mental history or decline, and yet it happens now. Here's the big take home in terms of what we can do to prevent. Absolutely, people who are gun enthusiasts and who are populists or nationalists in this country are dehumanized. They're demonized. I travel all over the United States. I don't experience hatred. I turn on the television in certain media and I see these people demonized. When you have a CBS News executive who talks about not having sympathy, the point is his mindset is that they deserve to die.
Yes.
And so a person who adopts a cause may be otherwise law-abiding, but he feels righteously justified that the end justifies the means. So we're talking now about gun control because he committed an over-the-top gun crime. Doesn't mean that guns was the ideology. What I'm saying
bit.
Is it's the idea of instigating and a means to an end with people you dehumanize.
All right, let's back up a little
bit. Whether it's this or racism.
But who are you shooting at? What do country music fans and country music artists represent?
It's Americana. It could be guns. I'm not suggesting that I know the ideology. Look, it could be that he had an issue with Las Vegas. But my point is, because this is, you know, this is a national event, it's in Las Vegas. But my point is, cause is pointed out by what he says. He's going to either lay it out or he's smart enough to know what this would instigate. Otherwise, one can't speculate. I think that CNN's going to have to answer for how they demonize gun enthusiasts and how CNN actually contributes to mass shooting.
But again, look at the target, a country music festival. They're singing God Bless America 2 hours before. Some of them, according to one eyewitness, get a warning 45 minutes before the shooting begins. Who goes to a country music concert? That was why I satirized to some extent the people who were blaming this on white supremacism and saying that this was the white supremacist patriarchy's fault. Because yeah, that's the first people I'd target if I were a white supremacist, is a country music concert full of Republican Trump supporters, mainly the ones who were political. And of course, white people. Makes absolutely no sense. We still don't know the motive.
And we are still investigating into the motive, into the truth of the Las Vegas massacre. Did Stephen Paddock act alone? Were there other gunmen? What will we get from the LVPD as far as the truth is concerned? We're now joined by James Wesley Rawls. And James, there's one thing I think that everybody can agree on. The enemies of America, the powers that be, in the secret societies, in the New World Order, in the globalist regime, want America to fall into civil war,
And this is something that nobody's prepared for, really, except, I guess you could say, conservatives and gun advocates. But that's something that we really need to avoid. James Wesley Rawls.
Well, thanks for having me on, Owen. I have to agree that destabilization is the goal. And I think there's a very high likelihood that this was politically motivated and or religiously motivated. And we really need to dig into the background of Stephen Paddock and his girlfriend to find out what was really going on. We're certainly not seeing the full picture yet. We're only getting little bits and pieces. But even just from those fragments, we can tell that this was not just some psychotic individual who had a mental break and decided to kill people for no reason.
Yeah, and they have now said that Paddock's girlfriend is a person of interest. I kind of have to question why they would do that now, especially since she's set to return. Now she might not want to return now that they do that. But it's also interesting because, as you just said, this doesn't fit the profile of someone that just snapped or went crazy. As the sheriff's department even said today, this was clearly a premeditated event.
Right. Typically, when someone has a mental break, they're going to go on a rampage on very short notice. But this obviously took a tremendous amount of planning, logistical planning. He had to plan for his fields of fire. He had to pick out just the right room at a sufficient elevation to have the right fields of fire to do what he needed to do. Obviously, he needed to transport a lot of weapons, a lot of ammunition. All that took planning. That is not the mark of someone who just had a mental break and goes running amok. They don't usually show that level of premeditation.
And usually, like, you know, you said, when there's someone that just snaps, it's usually someone that's kind of faced with the carnage right in front of them physically. This is a guy who was hundreds of yards away just firing into a crowd, allegedly a lone gunman. That doesn't really match the psychopath profile to me.
No, it doesn't. Because a psychopathic killer wants to see terror on the faces of his victims. He wants them up close and personal when he commits this attack. Have this done 400 meters away, that's fairly long shooting distance, certainly within the range of an AR-15, but that doesn't match the psychological profile at all. So we really need to dig deeper to find out what was going on in the mind of Stephen Paddock.
That's James Wesley Rawls. He is a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. Survivalblog.com is his website. I want to get more into the head of James Wesley Rawls and what he thinks about all this outside of just the psychological analysis of Paddock, but also what actually happened. What was the event? Was there more than one shooter? Why haven't we gotten some of the answers to the questions like, what about the video he allegedly took of himself? What about the note he left? What about the woman that said, you're all going to die? We have a lot of questions. We're not getting more as many answers as we'd like. More from James Wesley Rawls on the War Room right after this.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, Toxic Metal and Chemical Defense Support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Right. Welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live every day from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at warroom.show. And, of course, all the InfoWars content can be found at InfoWars.com/show, all 10 hours of our live programming. We have James Wesley Rawls on the line with us now, a former U.S. intelligence officer. He operates survivalblog.com. Probably some good information there if Civil War does break out. But in the break, we were talking. And one point I'm actually going to get Jake Lloyd, our reporter, on later during the show that was being made was that the weapons that were being shown, specifically some of the pictures that have leaked, the AKs, could not have possibly been the weapons used for the mass shooting, at least from the videos with the audio we're hearing. James, what's your take on that?
Sure. I've only seen two photographs that have been released. One was of an AR-10 with a 25-round magazine inserted and a 20-round magazine sitting by its side. The other was an M4 clone, what's commonly called an M4gery, with a 60-round Surefire magazine inserted. Neither of those guns could have been associated with the audio that we heard from those video clips that you mentioned, because there were strings of fire that were continuous, and they were 85 rounds or more long. So you don't get an 85-round burst out of a 60-round magazine. It's just not going to happen. So I can see a couple of possibilities. One is that he was using a larger capacity magazine, such as a Beta C-Mag, which is a 100-round double snail drum. There's also some Chinese clones of that magazine on the market. Or that he was using a belt-fed weapon, which they said that it was kind of funny that the number of guns in the hotel room, the initial reports was 10, and then it was 18, then it was 20-something. Now it's up to 28 guns, they claim, were found in his hotel room. I haven't seen any reports indicating that there was a belt-fed weapon or any Beta C magazines or clones thereof found in that room. Unless those are found, we're in a JFK assassination situation where it's technically impossible for the weapons that were shown to have been the ones responsible. You have video up right now of a bump fire stock. There's several different brands on the market. One of the best well-known is called a slide fire stock. The other thing that's inconsistent with the story we're being told, we're being told that a bump fire stock was used for those long strings of fire. But as anyone who's ever shot a AR equipped with a bump fire stock can tell you, they tend to be very sporadic. And unless you train extensively with one, it's very difficult to get off a string of more than 15 or 20 rounds at a near cyclic rate. Typically, you're going to get sporadic bursts coming out of a bump fire stock. But from the audio that we heard, there was at least one string of 85 rounds continuously heard without any interruption whatsoever. So that indicates to me that it was not a bump fire stock being used, but rather a AR-15 that had been illegally converted with the seven magic parts to turn a semi-automatic AR-15 or an M4 into a controlled fully automatic weapon.
And so, let's be perfectly clear, just to reiterate, it is physically impossible, based on the video and the audio that we've seen, for those weapons to be responsible for the shooting. And I'll even go and play devil's advocate here. Let's say he had 40 magazines preloaded, ready to go. No, this was continuous fire. Let's say that there were five shooters that had these weapons in the room firing. No, that's not the reports that we heard from the weapon. I believe that this was a belt-fed weapon. What about you, James?
I would either tend to think it was either a belt-fed or a full automatic converted AR equipped with a Beta magazine. That's a double snail drum, 100-round magazine. And that's the only thing that makes sense to me. To have the profile of that audio signature of that continuous string without any stutter of 85 rounds, to me, indicates that it was a converted weapon rather than one simply equipped with a bump fire stock. And to get 85 rounds, you're obviously not going to get that with a 60-round Surefire magazine. You're going to at least need a 100-round Beta C-Mag or a clone thereof.
So, James, what do you make, then, considering what we've spoken of, what do you make of the fact that there have been no images released, there have been no reports of such a magazine or such a weapon, yet despite clear audio evidence from the scene that had to be the case?
Well, either we haven't been told the whole story yet, or the actual weapon or weapons that were used for the shooting had been converted to full auto, and there were magazines that we haven't seen or a belt-fed weapon that we haven't seen in the released photos. Otherwise, we are being lied to by people.
Yeah, and again, they've leaked some of the photos. I don't know really how these got leaked. I think even maybe a local Fox syndicate may have released some of these, but no evidence of a belt-fed weapon, no evidence of a double drum clip, just regular clips that does not meet the audio evidences at all. And you mentioned earlier we may have a JFK type of situation here. I think it's fair to say, James, that we're already looking at this. I know that it's still early and we got a lot of questions, but to me, based on what we've seen and what's been reported I think we're already looking at a situation like JFK.
Yeah, it very well could be. I'm really anxious to see what comes out in the next few days. If we do see a belt-fed weapon, or if we do see, you know, several empty Beta C magazines sitting there in that room, then that'll answer some questions. But there still is the unresolved issue of whether he was just using a bump fire stock or whether he had used a full automatic converted AR-15 or M forgery. And I think the latter is more likely.
Final 60 seconds, James. I'd like to hear your take. What do you think the possibility could be of multiple shooters?
I think it is possible. Obviously, coming out of the Mandalay Hotel, though, those are all sealed windows. The shooter would either have to be on the roof or at ground level, because obviously anywhere in between, those were the only broken windows seen, and they were all sealed windows. The other possibility, of course, would be a shooter coming from another direction, from another building. And we may not be getting the whole story about it just being one shooter.
Yeah, and it just piles up. The questions continue to pile up more quickly than we get the answers. James Wesley Rawls, survivalblog.com. Thank you for your time today. And again, it's worth noting that in all of these videos, while you're hearing the reports, in all of the videos, you don't see the light of fire coming from those windows. With that weapon, you would see the explosion and the light. We'll be right back. Laura Loomer, Millie Weaver, and the crew will get their take on this.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
We're going to make America great again, people. Donald Trump's going to bring jobs, and then you're going to have work to do. It's going to be great. Now I'm being shoved and being assaulted here.
Welcome back to the War Room, folks. You make 10 hours of InfoWars live broadcasting possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing our great products. We've been telling you about BrainForce, that's 50% off, the great natural nutraceutical to help give you an energy boost, help give you focused, a great product. In fact, I always keep a bottle right here next to me when I'm on the air because it's just so great to stay focused and keep your energy up. That's 50% off right now, a popular item. We don't need to make it 50% off. We just do it so you can buy it at a great price, hopefully introduce someone else to it, and then they become repeat customers. I didn't even realize Vitamin and Mineral Fusion is also 50% off. So we've got two great products right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Two products that I take regularly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a part of my everyday routine, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to go to that website, support us. We try to bring you the real news from all angles, folks, and we're not controlled, we're not bought and paid for, we're free thinkers that operate independently and as a team to try to determine the truth about news and politics. And I've got to give one last plug because I'm making a statement today to my lapel pin. I'm debuting this lapel pin today. You can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the Moan Labe lapel pin. It is a beautiful lapel pin. There it is right there. Bam. Making a statement today. They want to come for the guns. I don't think so. So you can find that as well at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I have Laura Loomer on the line. I'm also joined at the desk by Millie Weaver. And when I was coming in to sit down today, I noticed Millie literally going through a bunch of stories, just all these videos, everything literally has stacks of notes. So I had to get her on here. Millie, what did you determine today? Tell me about what you discovered in your research today.
Well, I did a lot of research on Stephen Paddock, the shooter in this incident, but I also sat down and listened to the entire police scanner and came away with some pretty amazing information. But first, I wanted to start on our shooter, Stephen Paddock, who had led a very unconventional life. Now, there's a lot of weird things about this shooter. At first, they said, oh, he didn't really have a strong political affiliation. He was just a regular guy. Owned three legal firearms, but wasn't really anything special. This is the issue here. He had been an accountant and auditor for Lockheed Martin, or one of Lockheed Martin's predecessors, 30 years ago, between 1985 and 1988, and that was his last known place of employment. Okay, so you would think, well, he's been unemployed all this time, so where's his money?
Yeah, they claim he's some millionaire real estate broker.
Okay, so apparently he's very wealthy. He's a multimillionaire.
But can't pay a $270 court fine.
Yeah, so he's a multimillionaire, according to his brother, Eric Paddock, who said that his brother actually went and dabbled in real estate investments, which helped his brother become more affluent. So he had all this money. Where did that money come from? It's also interesting to note that he had a pilot's license and two single-engine planes. So this guy owned planes. I've heard from many different stories, contractors, Lockheed Martin contractors, drug runners, having planes, working with the CIA, but that's my own self speculating. Now, what's also interesting is he was a high stakes gambler, loved to gamble, gambled tons of money. In fact, his girlfriend that he had, it's also interesting to note that she was a high limit hostess, meaning she typically, catered to high limit big spenders that frequented these hotels, these casinos. Also his father was a bank robber. And so his mother raised him and moved him around a bunch. So he really led a very bizarre, unconventional life.
That's right. And his wife is now considered a person of interest. And there's reports now and video of him at Mandalay Bay in 2011. So perhaps he was a frequenter of these hotels as well. Let's go to Laura Loomer, who we have on the line. Laura, what do you make of all this?
Hey, as you just mentioned, not only was he a frequent attendee of Mandalay, but he was a Platinum Life member of the Mandalay MGM Resort. And I was speaking to sources who are working at Mandalay Hotel, and they tell me that Mandalay has totally wiped all of the reservation records of Stephen Paddock. So
wow.
They can't find it, and I just broke this about an hour ago or so. But
Wait a second. I have to stop you. You're saying, now to me, that sounds illegal.
Yes, they're
hiding. That sounds like you're not cooperating with an investigation.
That would be obstructing investigation.
Exactly. So I posted the picture. You can see it on my Twitter page at Laura Loomer. Sources who work at Mandalay have told me that there is no trace of his records anymore because they have totally wiped the system of any trace of Stephen.
And of course now piggyback that with what's been discovered about these casino owners.
Well, now I'm going to give you more information. So I'm going to look at my phone. Excuse me for doing so, but I just need to read you what my sources have told me. Not only was he a lifetime member, but the girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, who was just named as like a person of interest today after police said that they cleared her, she was photographed in Dubai in front of Jumeirah Beach Resort in 2016, and it's on her Facebook, which has been deleted today. She deleted her Facebook today after being announced as a person of interest. MGM Resorts, the Dubai government, Dubai, which was operating Dubai World, used to have 50-50 ownership of MGM Resorts. So the Dubai government owned MGM Resorts where this attack took place. And just recently, after she was seen in Dubai on vacation, Sheikh Mohammed, the ruler of Dubai, has announced that MGM Grand is going to be creating their own resorts and casinos in Dubai. And when you make the connection that Millie just brought up about how the girlfriend is involved in casinos as well, she worked for Atlantis, which I'm trying to figure out. Atlantis is under, I believe, Monarch Casinos. That's owned by an Iranian. So there's a lot of like Islamic.
And you had the casino owners as well donating to leftist groups, correct?
Yeah, you do. So there was a memo I released today, all available on my Twitter. I think it's on Infowars.com as well.
That's interesting that you say that, because Sheriff Joseph Lombardo from the police department actually said that according to his sources, hotel staff members actually went in and out of Paddock's room without noticing anything. So do you think that it's possible that the hotel staff could have been in on it? Or do you think that maybe that he just had these guns and all this stuff hidden?
No, it's a lie. I'm looking at my phone again because the same source who works there told me that Stephen Paddock had two rooms. He had a suite, and then he also bought or paid for the room next door as well.
Yeah, and they are adjoining. There's a door that adjoins the two.
Right. And then he put that room in the girlfriend's name. And then he told me that the records, which, you know, he looked at this information before it was deleted today, the records show that Paddock redirected service charges to the other room. So while he was in one room, most likely importing all of these guns and setting up his,
they kept going into the other room, which was in the wife's name. Where, right. Excuse me, the girlfriend. Where is the girlfriend right now, Laura?
They said she's in Tokyo, but.
So wait a second. Why would they announce that she's a person of interest before she's returned to the United States? To me, that just seems out of whack.
Well, it could be because the initial reports, according to the police scanner, were that there were multiple shooters, multiple suspects, and they were actually searching for two people.
Let's get to that in a second, though. What were you about to say about the girlfriend not even being in the States yet?
So not only is she not in the States, but police had initially reported that she was detained. So they initially reported that she had been detained by police and that she was in custody. And then their story changed and she's Filipino. And if you're not aware of the situation in the Philippines.
That's right. And then they've said that there's been the money that's been going to the Philippines from paddocks.
Let me go on with this. So 100.
All right, you got to hold it right there. We got to go to a break, Laura. Keep your thoughts right there. Millie's going to break down her reports on the police scanner, and I've also got a stack of news here about eyewitness evidence that doesn't add up. We'll be right back with the War Room.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guys dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, so we've got news. Las Vegas gunman filmed himself during this slaughter. So what to make of that? Where's that video? You've got allegedly he left a note in the hotel room. What to make of that? Where's that evidence? You've got him visiting the casino in 2011 on camera, apparently tried to sue the casino, lost that lawsuit. What to make of that? Then in this story from the Courier, I think this was from the Courier, you've got eyewitness reports all saying multiple shooters. One saying that he was in the casino and could hear the gunshots. So my question is, how could he hear the gunshots if he's inside the casino and they're on the 32nd floor? And then he says that originally when he heard security, they said that there was a shooter out front. That would make more sense. You're not hearing any reports of that. You're hearing a lot of eyewitness reports saying they heard single shots. Where were those shots coming from? We don't know. Another eyewitness says that he was in the room next door and he ran out of the room. He says, quote, multiple people dead, multiple shooters, including a security guard on the floor. Who shot that security guard? Where are the reports on that? Another eyewitness video says he said multiple shooters near Mandalay Bay. Where's the question on that? Will the police be interviewing Mr. Claridge, who was interviewed by this newspaper? They said they want to. Let's hear the interview. Wendy Miller was at the Luxor, which is a pyramid, with her husband next door when she saw a man of interest run by who had a security vest on, not part of the security team because the security team was chasing him, but he had the security vest on as to be bulletproof. So you got all that. You're not hearing any of that on the mainstream news, and who knows if that'll ever be released or those people will ever be questioned. Let's go back now, Millie. What are you thinking about the police reports or the police scanner audio that you've heard?
Well, what I found very peculiar was that security guard that was found shot. He had been shot in the leg, and he was standing over by the elevator on the 32nd floor, according to the police officers that reported that into the police scanner. And apparently this security officer claimed, which the police relayed into the scanner, that the shooter had actually engaged him and poked his head out of his room and shot at him. And you know that's what? How he was shot in the leg, which seems very suspicious to me.
Pause it right there. Zach, pull up the image that you wanted to talk about, which it would appear that there was a shootout at the actual scene because of the way the bullet holes are going. They said that he killed himself. You're not buying that. You think that there was a shootout here.
I'm not sure if there was a shootout. I mean, what I could say is this. We were looking for two shooters. Even on the scanner, the police said that there was confirmed two shooters. Well, that police officer might have been just speaking too soon, but they were looking for two shooters. Could this security guard be a second shooter? Could the security guard just be some vigilante that decided to run into a room where a guy was shooting with a machine gun? Or was it something more suspicious?
Or could someone have been in the room and then escaped, shot the security guard that tried to apprehend them?
Well, what's also interesting is that after this incident with the security officer happens, later on in the recordings, you hear an officer saying that it's been 15 minutes since they've had any fires, basically any firing. And if you actually go back and rewind 15, 14 minutes prior, you hear the police reporting this man found in the hallway mm-hmm. that claims to have been shot in the leg by the shooter. And I just find the whole thing a little bit suspicious. And why has the mainstream media not been talking more about this guy who would be the number one witness, the security officer that was in the hall? Was he actually a security officer? Was it something like an NSA officer or Homeland Security officer or some kind of a deep state operative? Or was it just a guy who decided he was going to go there and try to stop this assailant?
Let's go back to Laura Loomer. She had a point she wanted to make before we had to go to break. Go ahead, Laura.
Yeah, so what I was going to say is that there's this New York Post report that just came out that said that the shooter installed cameras inside his room and inside the hallway days before so that he could monitor security as well as keep an eye on what was happening. I don't know if you know this, but if you've ever been to any casino, whether it be in Las Vegas or wherever, there are signs that prohibit photography and video recording. You can go to jail for a very long time, and they have undercover security guards who just spend the entire day sweeping the casino for recording devices to prevent fraud. So the fact that he was able to supposedly install security cameras inside the hallways of a casino, I'm not buying it. I mean, that's just absolutely absurd.
Yeah, especially if they were there for days.
I've done undercover work in casinos before, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is very difficult to go unnoticed recording in a casino, and it's illegal. You can't do it. So there's just so many things not adding up. And then the $100,000 that was wired to the Philippines, his girlfriend's Filipino, and no one is talking about how there's this epidemic of ISIS in the Philippines right now. I mean, President Duterte of the Philippines has been working with President Trump to defeat ISIS in the Philippines, which they've taken over cities. They've totally taken over cities like Marari. And the girlfriend's Filipino and she's out of the country. I mean, if I was this woman and I had $100,000 possibly that was wired to me, I mean, I don't know if she was the recipient of the money, but I would not be coming back to the United States for questioning.
This smells like a deep state operation.
It's almost like they gave her a warning. Hey, you're a person of interest. Might want to stay away.
This seems like a deep state operation, if you ask me. It really does. And we've seen the intelligence communities colluding with the Democratic leadership. And I wonder if the fact that the Democrats introduced gun legislation right before this, if that's just a coincidence. So it just seems like this is another deep state operation. We know that every time there's one of these shootings, the Democrats do well in the polls. Is this going to help them during the midterm elections? Also, we know that Trump was doing pretty well. And every time we have these Antifa and all this violence from the left, it does well for Trump in the polls.
I think it's more than just coming for the guns, too, with gun legislation. I think they want to put security cameras everywhere. They want to metal detect you just when you leave your house. Laura, what do you think?
I just want to add one more important point. There is a memo that I obtained exclusively that shows that the CEO of MGM Resorts in Mandalay was encouraging his employees to donate to terror-tied organizations like CARE, SBLC, ADL, all organizations that are very
CARE. Oh, wow.
Pro-terrorism, they support Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood, and ADL and SBLC, which the FBI cut ties with SBLC for domestic terrorism concerns.
So, and let me be perfectly clear, we've had people on the show that have infiltrated CARE and told us that's exactly what they're doing.
And not only that, but the CEO's wife, Heather Marin, she worked for the Obama administration in 2016. So, Millie, you're very correct to say that this looks like a deep state operation. It has direct ties to the Obama administration.
Too many things aren't adding up.
This,
that's
to me,
simply it.
This, to me, is 100% deep state, professional, political hit job.
He was also—
Absolutely. Now, whether Stephen Paddock pulled a trigger or not, I don't know, but I think he was definitely a patsy in all this. There was more than one shooter.
He was definitely set up, whether or not he was the actual one doing it. I just can't think that he plotted it all on his own. There had to have been deep state handlers and operatives. I wonder if this security officer in the hall was a deep state handler. The other thing is the staff having been able to go in, and I know that this is what the sheriff's saying now, whether it's true or not, but we have to wonder, who was that woman who went out and tried to warn people that they were going to be killed? Was that somebody who worked with the cleaning services at the hotel?
And it's very confusing as well, because you've got the police that came out and make their statement today saying, we want to talk to all people, call us, give us any information. I've literally got stacks of news here with eyewitness reports that completely conflict the narrative. You've got the woman running around warning people they're going to die. Are the police talking to them? I have not heard any of that.
Well, also,
Laura, final comments from Laura. Go ahead.
I was watching Fox last night, and they had Jim Clemente on. Jim Clemente, former Navy SEAL, spent a lot of time in Africa and the Middle East doing operations with SWAT. And he said that it's not common for ISIS to take responsibility for attacks that they didn't commit. So he was basically saying that he pretty much believes that ISIS really did commit this through that statement, because why would ISIS take responsibility for an attack they didn't commit? They don't do that. They don't do that. They wouldn't take responsibility for an attack.
But if you want to get real technical, ISIS, Antifa, we saw Antifa literature there, ISIS, these are all just tentacles of the octopus, which is the deep state. So all in all, it's essentially the deep state claiming responsibility for it.
I got to completely concur with Millie on that. Hey, Laura, thank you for your time. Excellent research. We'll be sure to be hearing from you again. And I just want to reiterate what you just said, Millie. I mean, this to me reeks of JFK. This to me reeks of 9/11. And this to me reeks of the deep state, the new world order, the globalists that want to take this world over and make one world government. That's who I think is responsible for this. And that's why none of this adds up. That's why we'll never get the truth. And that's why InfoWars exists, because we want to get the truth and we're not going to fall for the fake narratives anymore. Thank you, Millie. Thank you, Laura. Thanks everybody that tuned in. Thanks to the great staff. The War Room returns tomorrow.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
War Room. InfoWars.com/